I am in the middle of dictation from Michael Pitts. I was describing that the gentleman suffers from pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 9 to 10, and all of these are continuous, and they have not resolved. Pain in both hips is also present, and he has a difficult time walking, and they are described. The pains are continuous as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, aching and tiring and exhausting. The patient reports that these pains are from 7 to 10, and modifying factors for the pains are sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, driving, which make it worse, and pain medication, Percocet, which makes it better, according to him. He has a restriction of neck movements. He does reports for the past investigation, x-rays, CT scan, myelogram, and good blood tests are done. In the patient reports that the muscle weakness and bladder bowel incontinence, numbness, tingling, pins and needle are present occasionally to both arm and occasionally to the both buttocks. The patient has had luxurious use of physical therapy and chiropractors and medication with no major relief. Past system review, patient reports on respiratory disease, shortness of breath, and sleep apnea. In heart disease, heart failure, high blood pressure, stent in the heart, diabetes, high cholesterol. In the endocrine disease, he reports of diabetes. In the neurological disease, reports back pain, neck pain, or injury, headache. And in the kidney disease, patient has none. In musculoskeletal, swelling and arthritis. In past surgical histories, none. No allergies are reported. Family history. Mother is alive. Father is deceased due to the diabetes. And siblings are diabetic heart and living with two sisters. And patient did not provide complete information. Relationship status, patient is separated, lives alone. Work status, patient is currently unemployed due to the pain, and he has not mentioned what kind of job he does. In the disability, patient has is on disability from federal government, and he has a civil law firm from the retention, and then he personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke. He smokes once pack of a cigarette, but he does not use any recreational drugs. In the ADL, patient reports sleep is affected 10, general activity is 9, normal work and ability to concentrate relationships, people are affected 8. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 99, and the height is 6 feet, and the weight is 220 pounds. This is a sixty-five-year-old African-American male, average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. There's no sinuses, jaundice, clothing, colonicia. There's no acute distress or any shortness of breath. Hydration is normal, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any major limping or antalgic gait. Patient is mobile without any cane, and is well built, well nourished. Rest of the physical examinations from the template, including the neurological examination, musculature examination is also completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection palpation is from the template. the paravertebral muscle spasm is none present, and paravertebral muscle hypertension is not present. In the range of motion, cervical spine, a slightly limited forward flexion is 30, extension 30, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15, and hyperextension is painful at 10 degrees. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. Cervical spine Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling and Lermit test are found positive along with destruction test. Sotwal test was negative and myelopathy signs were absent. Thoracic spine Bruce test, Slump test is negative. And lumbar spine Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Sprague test is positive. Kemp test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac leg joints standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Destruction test is negative. Faber tests are found positive at bilaterally. And Gosselin test is positive bilaterally. Mild tenderness is noticed on bilateral SI joints. However, patient can bend down pretty good. In the extremities examination, the patient has no issues in the hips. Actually, the hip movements are completely normal. The log roll, Ellie test, and Thomas test are negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Patrick sign negative. And leg line discrepancy is noticed. Range of motions are completely normal. Motor power is normal. And then in the shoulder area, no positive findings are noticed. Upper extremities are quite normal. And basically, patient has normal grip, normal motor power. Knee joints are normal, ankle joints are normal, elbow is normal, hands are normal, grips are normal, and no issues with the carpal tunnel compression test. The diagnosis will be as follows. I'm coming in a few minutes. In general, we at 9.2 XXD, the Z79.891, R26.891, and CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9. In the nerves, M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Upper extremity M25.511, M25.512, and then cervical spine M54.25, 02, 0, 54, 1, 2, 5, 3.82, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine M54.17, F33.5XX, M46.1. The plan of care for this gentleman, Michael Pitts, is from the template, and the treatment plan is also from the template as follows. In the patient is advised to do the physical therapy. At 3 times per week, but right now it is on hold since patient has already done a physical therapy for a year. We require the recertification as well as we require PT evaluation, recent one, so that it will give me some idea. In fact, I have asked him to go and connect with a chiropractic treatment. I have not also signed any disability for him. I think he should be able to work on light duty job at 10-pound lifting limit. No housework disability has been signed. And regarding non-pharmacological modalities like magnets, acupuncture, good for, yes, Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. And fitness club, yes. The review of the available MRIs has been reviewed as follows. This patient has a vaccine at Beaumont Hospital for investigation. A CT myelogram was done, cervical and lumbar, and it shows grade 1 enterolisthesis of C4, C5, and C7 and T1, and a moderate narrowing of the central canal C5 and 6. A CT scan of myelogram of the lumbar spine showed severe degenerative changes in the complete spine and complete loss of disc space and height from L4, L5, L5, S1, thickening of the ligament of flagellum from L4, L5. And then in the CT scan of the cervical spine on 7-3-2021, next day of the, or same day of the accident, did show a non-displaced fracture of the right superior articular process of C5, incomplete fracture of the lamina of C4, 3 millimeter enterolisthesis of C4 over C5, and degenerative changes throughout, bilateral neural foramina narrowing at all level was seen. The patient was actually referred to Dr. Pannu, and this patient failed to visit him 2 times on occasion, and he and further treatment plan could never be materialized. The patient had cervical radiculopathy C5, fractured lamina of the vertebra of the C4-5, and AC midline lower back pain, sciatica. Anyway, the patient has some excuses of why he could not see Dr. Pannu, who is a great neurosurgeon, and he should have had surgery at the time of accident, and so much time has passed. Now it is almost like year and a half that has passed, and I'm not sure what needs to be done at this time. I'm really a little bit confused myself. And his final diagnosis that had been coming from the hospital, DMCR, motor vehicular accident at 7-2-2021 with cervical strain, right upper extremity radiculopathy with superior articular process, C5 fracture, with C3-4 laminar fracture superimposed on multi-level spondylosis, and C4-C5 anterolisthesis. Myelogram, as he has had a gunshot wound and cannot do an MRI. It shows extensive multi-level degenerative changes from L4, L5, S1, with narrowing of the spinal canal, also noted as C5 and 6. He lives in Hamtramck, and he has a diabetes type 2, hypertension, recurrent gout flare-up, and gunshot wound to the head, and he cannot have an MRI. The patient was advised to continue with Dr. Pannu for following up with CT myelogram on 1-4-2023. Anyway, he canceled that, and he is not a very good compliant patient. And unfortunately, I have referred him back to Dr. Pannu to do the needful at this time. And no matter what, I do not have anything to offer for him. I could present to do a lumbar epidural and cervical epidural steroid injection, but it is not going to be enough. And surgical options are the one which are required for him. Neuropsych conditions evaluation is not warranted so much, as well as attended care caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records have been reviewed and documented. Investigation, I'm not ordering any new investigations because he has been extensively investigated. DMEs, the patient already has all the neck braces and all other things that are required. So the patient care is going to be referred back to Dr. Pannu, whom I think is an excellent physician to carry out this job. And if it's not, then maybe an alternate neurosurgeon to be referred to. Right now, I'm going to put this whole matter on hold. I'm not ordering the physical therapy. I am going to just wait and have this patient come back to rediscuss all the issues. It is a complicated guy. He has been living with his fractures and all kinds of issues. And I am myself confused what to do for him. His medications are Colace, Gabapentin, Metformin, Norvasc, Percocet, Soma, from other doctors. and I am not interfering into that. I will like him to continue all that. I think we have a little bit imperfect doctor-patient relationship because there is too much on it, and it is not all the perfect records. I think there is a lot more exist. So we will have him come back in 15 days to 30 days time, when I will sit down with him and try my very best to provide him an excellent plan of care. However, Dr. Pannu carries the first baton and first flag to look into it and see what can be done and what cannot be done. I will only be able to provide the injections to his cervical and lumbar epidural. Thank you.